Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. Just a quick housekeeping up front here. During the episode, we meet an individual named Mr. Reddick, but we mistakenly call him Mr. Parley. Just want to get that out here now that we were mistaken. So let's get to the episode. On to issue 329. We start out with these cops. They end up seeing the Vultures, the remaining three members of the Vultures, beating up on that same bum that was, you know, revealed to be Gorilla Grodd. So right away, we know it's a ploy. The cops, however, not so much. And Grodd takes over their minds real quick. And then they decide to hop in the police car.
And go for a joyride.
Yeah.
After they turn it into a pimpmobile.
God damn, is that a pimpmobile?
With the fucking longhorn
and
everything.
That's great. I will say it's funny that Grodd hops in the back, because he takes up the back, and the three of them hop up front, and they already look like they're uncomfortable up front, but I feel bad for Grodd out back. Like, this is a big fucking gorilla.
What, 600 and something pounds probably, you know?
Easily.
He's mushed into the back.
And he's like 8 feet tall. Like, yeah, no, he'd have to be uncomfortable. Even mentally changing the car to look like that, like, I know it's just a mental change, but he's stuck in the back of a police cruiser. I don't know.
And then from that point, we go to the, what'd you call it, the Watchtower?
Yep.
The Justice League satellite is what it says right here.
It's the Watchtower.
Nope, it says Justice League satellite.
Whatever.
That's what we're calling it. Fuck you. It's not the Watchtower yet. Anyways, out with it, Superman. We've been waiting for 3 fucking months. No, wait, that's not what it says.
Damn near. Jesus.
Break the fucking tie. And he's like, all right, so with the blah, 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 long and hard, blah, blah, blah.
Basically, he says, keep the Flash in. Like, he understands what he's going through.
Well, it might not be in my code. I understand what you're going through, and I can sympathize with you.
Yeah. But what is happening, like, he is still a member of the Justice League.
He's just on probation.
Yep. So once everything's done with the trial, he's able to come back.
If the trial goes in his favor as opposed to against him. And then the Flash is like, that's great. I'm getting the fuck out of here because I got shit to do.
It's like, I don't want to sound ungrateful, but I don't care. Like, there's more important things going on than this. Whether or not I'm a Justice League member, I'll find you when everything is done.
Or maybe I won't.
Maybe you'll see me at the next regular meeting, or maybe you won't. So he jumps back to Earth. We are then introduced to this defense attorney named Mr. Parley.
Flabby McDoublechin.
He is a... he's a fatty.
He's kind of a douchebag.
Oh, no, he's a big fucking douchebag. And we'll see that later on. But he's basically saying he is the best... My unequivocal record of acquittals achieved on my client's behalf over the years speaks for itself. He's basically lobbying to be the Flash's lawyer for this trial, which, that's fine. No big deal. We are then introduced to this man.
Well, no, first it talks about his mom and dad watching.
Yeah, skip that out. It doesn't matter.
Gosh, dang it. There's three panels for it, all right?
It don't fucking matter!
Anyway, so there's this dude zooming down the road who looks like Charles Bronson in that picture right there.
That's fair. His name is... I forgot his name for a second. It's Farley.
Farley?
Yeah.
Chris? No.
No. Oh, Peter Farley. So this is Peter Farley.
Chris's little known brother.
Oh, actually, it'd be his older brother.
Yeah. Anyways, so he's driving and he has no brakes, yet he had them checked only a week ago. He goes his car's flying off of a cliff.
I guess, I don't know why he can't turn.
Yeah, I don't understand that either.
Because apparently not only did the brakes go bad, but steering went bad too.
When I can't stop, I can't turn.
Yeah.
Anyways.
But yeah, he goes flying over the cliff. Flash
just
sees
happens to be running by at this point in time, sees him flying off the cliff, runs out there, grabs him out of the car by his arm, I'd like to point out.
But he's going so fast, it's fine.
Yeah, just rip the arm out of the socket.
Yeah, that's fine.
And then, dude, like, is he wearing fishnet right there?
I was going to ask that. It definitely looks like he just got done with a
rave.
He had a really good night.
Yeah.
I like the fact that it looks like it, though. Flash recognized him right away, because he's an old friend of Barry Allen's. Peter Farley is. And he says that, hey, I was
actually looking for you. We have a mutual friend that spoke of you highly. And he says, Barry Allen, you know, spoke of you highly.
I'm going to drop some names here.
Basically.
My own, but still.
Well, you don't know that. And he says that he wants him to represent him. He trusts him. I mean, again, he's using Barry Allen as the crutch. But he's like, you know, Barry Allen trusts you, so I trust you. I would like you to represent me. Peter's like, sure, let's get.
Can't believe you want me, but yeah, let's do this.
Yeah, I'm just I'm a nobody, but okay. We go back to town, to Central City, and we see this reporter,
Hoyt Roberts. Hoyt Roberts. This is Hoyt Roberts reporting live.
And we see all these kids handing out these flyers to contribute to the Flash Defense Fund to help clear his good name.
And then here's Grandma Angelo. No, but seriously, look at him. He looks like a fucking grandma.
I
don't understand. Like, 90% of the pictures of his face, it's like...
It's bad. Like,
Grandma Angelo.
This is...
So that's his new name.
Art's not good,
man. It's Grandma Angelo.
Art's not good.
Not to be confused with Maya Angelou.
Is it Maya Angelou?
Fuck you. I don't know, is it? Anyways.
So, Angelo, god damn it,
gets jumped by, I guess, first he's talking to the thing about him being a juvenile delinquent, and then, you know.
The Flash basically set him straight.
Yeah, which finally, even though actually
Detective Curtis was trying to set him straight, but the Flash saved his mom. So the Flash set him straight. So he knows Flash is a good guy.
So he likes the Flash that actually set him gay.
It wasn't... God damn you. It wasn't... It wasn't him seeing the Flash stop the Weather Wizard in the police station, or the Flash just being the Flash, all his exploits.
It was him saving his mama.
It was him saving his mom. Which, okay, fine.
Hey, that's understandable, man. What have you done for me lately, you know?
Yeah. As Angelo is talking to this man, this lady... Just trying to say, hey, you know, help the Flash out. Angelo gets approached by Dirk, one of the
grabbed.
Members.
Okay. He doesn't really get approached, but he gets grabbed. Actually, first, like, right here in this first picture, it looks like he's giving him sort of, like, this caress. You know? Like, which would creep me the fuck out.
Yeah. I would, too. Yeah.
This big, hairy man.
Well, because he grabs... Okay, yeah. No, you're right. Dirk is one of the vultures. The dark-haired one. And... He is like, hey, you thought you could get away from us, but no, we got a new boss and he wants to meet you. So we then go to this pool on top of this, I guess, a high rise. I'm not entirely sure. And I'm assuming Grodd is putting the whole, like,
mental whammy on. Yeah. Because there's a bunch of chicks sitting outside their pool.
Yeah. Not only that, but it's anybody that probably is not. Obviously, the vultures, they see a giant gorilla.
Yeah.
You gotta run the fucking other way.
Yeah.
So, I want to point out, I pointed this out to you the other day. We have this giant gorilla that's naked, because he's a gorilla. Okay? He's in this pool now.
Wearing swimming trunks.
Wearing swim trunks.
Yeah.
Why?
Running around naked the whole rest of the time. Maybe he didn't.
It's the whole Donald Duck syndrome.
Yeah. Puts on the swim trunks for you. He's never wearing pants, but
I love the fact of, yeah, he does wear pants, but when he gets out of the shower, he has to hide. He's got wrapping around his waist.
I'd also like to point out here, they all look like girls.
Yeah. Because all their hair
ugly
is...
Ugly girls.
Very ugly. But they're shoving Angelo under the water, holding him down by his...
Long
shoulder
hair.
Shoulder hair now?
Past shoulder length.
I don't care
what kind of tight ass fucking curl you've got that in.
It's not that good.
It's not going to be that long, no.
Yeah, so we could just say the art on this issue is just bad.
Trash.
These last couple of issues are just terrible. So Grodd is.
The continuity of it.
Not even. Yeah, well, yes. So I'm not even going to say that he's trying to convince Angelo that he's going to use him. He's just
mind fucking him.
Yeah, he just.
I'd also like to point out, okay. When did Gorilla Grodd get so fat?
Again,
like
the continuity of
exactly because I mean it's in the just, in the first bad. In his first appearance in this line right here, he was all like muscular and shit.
Yeah,
and then this one he's got like this fucking 12-inch
So in one day he was on a whole different universe. He needed to go to Big Belly Burgers.
Got it.
Go get all those that fat food.
Big belly burgers.
First thing that popped my mind. I have no fucking
idea. It works.
We go back to the hospital, Centric's hospital, and Barry's parents are visiting Fiona, and they brought a picture of Barry to her because she asked. So they hand it to her, and she
starts bashing herself in the
face. Yeah, she starts to go crazy because she's fucking crazy. Doctors come out and put her in a...
She's fine! She's perfectly fine!
With her crazy eyes. Like, I feel bad for Fiona, man.
I really do, too. Like I said, she probably would have been better off dead.
Yeah.
As opposed to, you know, fucking crazy.
And yeah, she... Barry fucked her mind.
Hard.
Like, it's bad.
There's a dick imprint on there for life.
Easily.
Anyways.
They take her back into the hospital to take her back to her room. I guess maybe strap her down? I don't know. Go back to police headquarters, and this is our first introduction to Patty Spivot.
Hello, legs.
She is, apparently, she was Flash's partner, lab partner, and she's talking to Captain Fry. She had basically cleaned out all of his stuff at the lab and packed everything up for him. Now, my first introduction to Patty was... Brightest Day, which this happened after Flash Barry Allen came back pre New 52, and she was his partner. Like, she showed up and was his partner again. Apparently she had been gone for some time, so she had been a character obviously since forever.
Yeah, my first introduction to her was on the TV show.
Yeah, but she was hot on the TV show. Yeah,
so hot. Anyway,
but I was kind of happy to see her show up here. Like, it was kind of cool. Like,
is it the legs?
No, it was just it was nice to see, nice to know that this character was actually had some ground in the comics
before
everything happened. I don't know if we'll. I know we won't see her in these issues. I don't know if we'll see her. I'm sure we'll see her in the next issues we're covering. But one thing I do have to point out is that she found a ring that Barry always wore. It doesn't have the Flash symbol on it, but it's a ring that he would hide his Flash costume in.
Yeah, which, here's my question. How many of those rings does he have?
He's got a shit ton, apparently.
Okay.
Because he had the one that he wore. And then he had one that Reverse Flash found.
Yeah.
And here's another one.
Just leave these shit lying around. I mean, come on, motherfucker.
Literally. She said she found it on the ground.
Yeah.
But she hands it off to Fry, and he's like, okay, well, I'll hold on to this, and maybe it'll bring me luck.
And maybe it'll pop it open and flesh it'll fall out.
That's what I think will happen. Like, I think what's going to happen, and I've never read The Trial of the Flash.
Me neither.
It's always one of those, I know you haven't, but it's always one of those that I've always wanted to read. So I'm actually looking forward to getting to there. And if this... Like, this would be the worst Chekhov's gun if it doesn't... Nothing comes about it. Like, if... Oh, here's this ring that might have a Flash suit in it. Oh, the captain's gonna take it. It's fine. And nothing. He doesn't find out, ever.
What happened to all the foreshadowing?
Right?
Anyways, so we get flopped back over to this... What the hell would you call that?
Oh, it's a...
Some kind of, like, mountainside...
It's a very Bond villain... base.
Yeah, but it's the lawyer's house. This
It's his partner's house.
Oh.
The Horton. C. Horton.
That's right. So it's like this, but there's supposed to be nobody, lawyers from some little
place. He is.
But they're partners, and his name's first on the board.
What about Nelson Murdoch?
That was because, Matt was nice to Foggy.
And maybe Horton was nice to Farley.
Fair enough.
Because the Horton is out of town. Like,
that's because he heard a who?
That one was good. Okay. So, Peter is like, hey, you can stay here. It's fine. There's a security surveillance system that's, automated, self-regulated.
So you won't have to worry about it.
Yeah, basically. you know, you know, there can be no visitors, unannounced visitors that you don't want. You're totally private. You can basically live
and nobody will know you're here.
Yeah, live your life. You'll be fine. Did they still have paper boys in the 80s?
Yeah, I assume so.
I mean, obviously, because
he's right there on the corner, yeah, handing out papers. Till some dick in a big ass limo splashes him.
Well, this
in the water.
Is
what's oh, his? It's yeah, the boss hog lawyer.
Yeah,
I can't think what his name is.
Not saying it wasn't important, but
PJ Blowem something or another. I don't know.
Nice.
Actually, I don't remember what the hell his name
here
was.
Here we go. It's Mr. Parley. I mean, he becomes important. We need to fucking remember his name. Mr. Parley is driving by in his shitty limo. And the
I
driver
think it's a Rolls, actually.
Is it?
I think it's what they were going for.
Okay.
Because it looks more like a, well, a very, I don't know, it's just a, it's a car.
It's a, yeah.
It's supposed to be a fancy car.
Yeah. Drives by this puddle and splashes the kid.
The paper boy.
Extra, extra, read all a glug glug. Apparently he, you know, doesn't know how to turn away when water is flashing towards his
right.
face.
Or move.
Yeah.
But anyways, so then you get him on this fat dude on the phone, talking to somebody named Mr. Reddick.
Yep.
Blah, blah, blah. Talks about the Flash, and he says, what? Who the hell ever heard of this Peter Farley?
Yeah, because he just assumed that
he was gonna
Flash is
going
to come to him, and that's what the call is about. He's like, okay, so where do we sign the papers to be his lawyer? Like, this is great. And Reddick's like, no, it's... He didn't pick us. Go back to Angelo. He's coming home to the house that is now not burnt down.
Maybe they got apartment. Maybe they got a you know, new rental because a temporary housing thing.
Maybe. Hope so.
All
there's
stuff in it. Maybe they had good renter's insurance.
Central City. I mean, it's probably, like, written in every renter's contract. You know, fire, tornado, earthquake, flash.
Any kind of villain.
Yeah.
Dude, hey, but if you seriously think about it, like,
if you live in a town with superheroes, yeah, that has to be part of your insurance.
And I guarantee your insurance rates would be fucking ridiculous.
I think honestly, the worst one to live in would be New York, because you have every single superhero on the Marvel side that lives in New York.
Yep.
Like, you really can't prepare for that. And villain, like, every single fucking villain. Huh. So, apparently, his mom had sent him out for groceries.
And all he brought home was bananas.
Just this bundle of bananas.
No, I think it's called a bunch.
Is that a bunch of bananas?
Yeah, because it's the actual, like, hanging off the tree bunch of bananas. Which, I'd like to know where the fuck you buy that from.
There's probably some organic store downtown. Like a farmer's market?
No, look.
It's just to prove that Angelo is being controlled by Gorilla Grodd, because Gorilla and
bananas.
Like,
although,
very bad stereotype.
Yeah, because I'm fairly certain that probably not something they eat a lot of.
I don't think so. Yeah.
But who knows?
Yeah, I don't.
I don't either. I don't have enough pet gorillas to worry about that. I know that my rats love bananas.
Oh, yeah.
Like, retarded, go crazy for bananas.
Well.
It's kind of fun, actually.
So Grodd is controlling Angelo. So this is making it out like it's just straight Grodd controlling. Like, I don't think Angelo's even in there. I don't know, because he's definitely got that mean look on his face, and he does some mental stuff to his mom. Like, I'm showing you what's happening. Like, I'm gonna throw you through the wall and crash you through the wall so you'll crash in the ground and die. Like, I don't get that, for one, because that took me a while to realize what exactly was going on.
Yeah, because at first I thought he actually threw his mom out of the thing and splattered her into nothing on the ground.
But turns out he's just actually... It was all... Now, I don't know if it was a mental picture in his head or if it was a mental picture that he did to his mom. Like, at first it looks like it did to his mom, but she seems okay with what just happened. So, I guess it was... He actually is still in there, because he's like, I don't know what came over me. I don't know why I would be saying any of that to my mom. So, okay. So it is just Grodd poking his essence out every once in a while. We go back to that penthouse villa, expensive Bond villain lair.
Right, on the side of a fucking cliff.
Yeah.
Overlooking the, you know, whatever's underneath it.
And Flash says his goodbye to Peter and rushes off. He has a couple of things he needs to take care of. Personal matters he needs to attend to. And Peter is just leaning over the ledge.
Like, holy watching. Cow, I can't believe he can take all this. And, you know, he doesn't even seem to affect him. Like,
yeah.
Everything's going against him and he's just A-okay.
His life is in total shambles, both professional and personal. And he is still being the Flash. Like, he's still doing what he can. I don't understand this. Like, he's Flash is out in, I guess, the desert.
And writes, "Why me?" in the sand.
Yeah, he's asking the question, "Why me?" Because he wants to know the answer. Well, here's the answer. You killed somebody, you dumbass.
Why you? Because you made enemies.
Yeah.
But that's the end of that issue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Flash story.